السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Continuing with the discussion of the hadith narrated by Hazrat Salman رضي الله عنه regarding the virtues of the month of Ramadan. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم had mentioned to the Sahaba Ikram on the last day of Sha'ban that the month of Ramadan is a month which is indeed an extremely blessed and great month. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had created that zeal and that enthusiasm in the hearts of the Sahaba Ikram already prior to the commencement of the month of Ramadan for the night of power, for Laylatul Qadr. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam very dearly. And it is really a great bounty upon weak individuals like us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected us and Allah ta'ala chose us without any application or registration or any of that sort. That Allah ta'ala selected weak ones like us to be amongst the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, this is something which if we ponder over, we will just, it will create within our hearts a great sense of appreciation over the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst all the ni'mas that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with, the great wealth of iman. But if Allah ta'ala wanted, Allah ta'ala could have blessed us with iman amongst the ummah of Adam alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala could have created us from the ummah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam. But it is only Allah ta'ala's sifat of karimi. And the sifat, the definition of Al-Kareem is Alladhi yu'ti bidun al-istihqaqi wal-minna. That being, Allah Ta'ala is that being, that despite the recipient not being deserving of that bounty, Allah still bestows that bounty. Any of us seated here can say that, you know, I'm deserving of this bounty. Now you see my forefathers or this one was very pious or because of this or because of the charities that I'm giving. So that's why I was deserving to be amongst the ummatis of Rasulullah. It is only Allah Ta'ala's sifat of karimi and rahimi. So what a great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala selected us and chosen us to be amongst the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more we ponder over this, the more it will create that sense of gratitude within our hearts. On this point of gratitude, suddenly comes to mind, there was a doctor from Johannesburg that had asked our late Mu'anis Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi a question. He said, does it give me a very easy way to develop the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A simple way. So Hazrat told him, let's see, you do have to perform your 5 daily salah. So what you do is, you try and go a little early for salah. For example, your dhuhr salah. You have to perform your salah. So instead of going just before the imam starts takbir-e-ula, and that's one of our weaknesses, is that we are very often engaged in our activities, whether it is our businesses or whatever activity it may be, and then we delay our salah right till the last moment, and then we rush into the masjid, and sometimes we just make it for the first rakat. So now what happens is, whatever, we are human beings, and whatever our mind was engaged in, that still continues in the mind. And then the person commences his salah, that sometimes only by the third rakat, the person has got his concentration. On this point of concentration, there was one Imam Sahib read 4 rakats namaz. It was Zohar namaz. Instead of 4 rakats, he read 3 rakats. So after he finished the 3 rakats, one of the musallis stood up and said, Imam Sahib, you read 3 rakats. The Imam Sahib said, I'm not sure. Anybody else? Everybody said, we don't know. We're not sure. He said, no, definitely you read 3 rakats. 101%. So he said, well, how do you know this? MashaAllah, you've got a high level of concentration. He said, no, the truth of the matter is that I've got 4 shops. And my normal ma'amool in the Zohar namaz is that in rakat 1, I take stock of shop number 1, shop number 2 in rakat 2. So today I only reached shop number 3 and you already made salam. So I knew definitely 3 rakats. So that's the condition of our salah, that unfortunately we rush into the salah from our activities. So Hazrat told him that what you do is you rather go and try and reach the masjid at the time of adhan. So now what happens is that the person is cutting himself off from the activities of that he was engaged in. Hazrat told him, you read your 4 rakat sunnah. That sunnah namaz already will help the person focus. And then he said, there'll still be a few minutes left for the jamaat to commence. As I said, what you do is you just ponder over all the ni'mas that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with. Think of each ni'mah that Allah has blessed you with, whether it's your wealth, whether it's your health, whatever. Every person knows what ni'mat Allah has blessed him with. And then he says, just take a cursory glance over the sins that you've committed. Don't go into detail, because sometimes if a person committed a certain guna, Allah protect, but if the person was engaged in an illicit love relationship, and now he has to ponder over that love relationship and go into the nitty-gritty, sometimes the person can commit another guna by means of that. Hazrat used to always advise that if a person has given up watching of television, so Hazrat used to say sometimes what shaitan will do is that the person will find the newspaper or the magazine or whatever it may be, and in there, in the last few pages, you'll find all the programs that are being screened on the television. So the person will say, I'm not watching TV, I just want to see what programs nowadays are on the screen. Just want to check what programs are on there. And then what happens? Once he looks into that, then that haram enjoyment that he experienced in watching that television, the nafs will start experiencing it, and then the nafs will fall and succumb. We must remember that this nafs of ours, which requires another bayan in itself, time will not permit. But the nafs is such a thing that in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, by means of fasting, by virtue of fasting, shaitan has been curtailed, shaitan has been removed from the equation. And the nafs also has been controlled to a great extent because of qillati ta'am, qillati manam, that the person has decreased his food intake, the person has decreased his sleeping pattern, or his sleeping pattern has been disrupted, which becomes extremely conducive for him to now train the nafs. Allah has given the month of Ramadan for that purpose, that the person trains his nafs. But now that nafs in the month of Ramadan, because it goes into a state of, as we may say, hibernation, that snake goes into hibernation, now the person thinks the snake is dead, but the snake is not truly dead. A little bit of warmth that snake experiences, and it comes back to life. The nafs is like that. As soon as you give it some warmth of that guna, this warmth is the warmth which is linked to the fire of Jahannam, that heat of the fire of Jahannam, as soon as it experiences that warmth again, then that nafs springs back to life and it bites the person. And then the person falls back into that sin again. So nevertheless, as I said, take a cursory glance over the sins that you may have committed. And then what will happen is that within the heart, that regret and remorse will come in. That hi, that Allah who blessed me with so many bounties, that Allah who granted me my sight, that Allah who gave me so much, and I went and did these things, and I used my faculties for these kind of things. That nadamat will be created in that heart, that regret and that remorse will come into the heart. It's a condition of the heart. Nabi Kareem Sahasim said in one hadith sharif, "An-nadmu tawbah," that having regret and remorse in your heart over the sin which you have committed, this in itself is true repentance. This is true repentance. So Hazrat said that nadamat will come in the heart. And when that nadamat comes in the heart, then that is true tawbah. And then Hazrat then linked it up and said that Allah says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ, that Allah Ta'ala loves those who repent. So he says now, when Allah Ta'ala loves you, then automatically you will love Allah Ta'ala. So subhanAllah, what a beautiful, simple prescription Hazrat given. That just few minutes contemplate. So we should also try and make this muraqabah. Sometimes we're sitting waiting for our Fajr Salah, and the person, sometimes respected elders and brothers, we do not know, the person is sitting with the tasbih and he is making zikrullah, but his mind is not even in his zikr. His mind is somewhere else. And another person doesn't even have a tasbih in his hand, but he's making such muraqabah, and there's such a connection that is taking place in his heart, that we just do not know what level of closeness is being achieved by this person in his moments of silence. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, this is a beautiful little thing for us to do, a little muraqabah that we should try and practice, especially now in the month of Ramadan, sometimes just a little while before salah we are waiting, just ponder and think over the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, and this particular bounty that we had mentioned and unable to move any further, but this great bounty of being selected and being amongst the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a ni'mat this way. Every Nabi made dua, ke Ya Allah, raise me again. Even if I may be a follower and not a Nabi, but raise me again as a follower of that Nabi, Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what a ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. InshaAllah, we'll continue with this inshaAllah tomorrow. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.